Can I take traditional Chinese complementary medication? By and large, traditional Chinese medicine, TCM in short, refers to herbal or any other natural products prescribed by a trained, licensed Chinese medicine physician, conforming strictly to the fundamental theories and prescription rules of TCM. Beyond that, any complementary medication, including Chinese patent medicine, or we call OTC, herbal product, natural product, or any other alternative medicine not being advised or prescribed by a licensed TCM physician, are consumed at your own risk. Therefore, we suggest that you exercise caution during your cancer treatment by, number one, getting the consent of your oncologist. Secondly, informing your oncologist the Chinese medicine that you are on. And lastly, take only those prescribed or recommended by your TCM physician. There are a few noteworthy points of TCM. TCM has multi-targeted characteristics and is effective in reducing side effects that may occur during treatment, such as heatiness, appetite loss, constipation, bloating, pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, etc. While certain herbs may contain anti-carcinogen properties, they are much weaker in potencies compared to Western drugs. So integrative use of both TCM and Western medicine can help reduce side effects, boost immunity, and enhance treatment effects. However, there are downsides to certain herbal ingredients that users need to be aware of. Firstly, there are ingredients in complementary medicine which may interfere with the drugs treating your lymphoma. Some ingredients, while reducing side effects such as fatigue and breathlessness during treatment, may also reduce effectiveness of the treatment. For example, both American and Chinese ginseng may cause lower blood sugar levels when taken with rituximab, a drug that is usually given to more than 50% of lymphoma patients. Cordyceps, which is a well-known and costly herbal medicine, will interfere with steroids such as dexamethasone and prednisolone, as well as certain chemotherapy drugs such as cyclophosphamide, which is commonly used against lymphoma. If you're taking these drugs, cordyceps might reduce the efficacy of your lymphoma treatment. Secondly, some of the complementary medicines may be harmful, especially when taken in high doses and/or over prolonged periods. Liver and renal toxicity in these ingredients may cause damage to your organs and jeopardize your health. For example, some plants containing erysticholic acid have been proven to cause kidney failure and possibly lead to cancer of the liver, kidney, stomach, and lungs. These plants include, but are not limited to, guanmutong, guangfangji, madouling, and tianxianteng, which have diuretic properties while relieving chronic cough and pain. These plants or ingredients may be found in some Chinese patented drugs, though strict registration, labeling, and tracking by HSA is required. Their presence in patent medicine and commercial products may not always be clearly indicated. Thirdly, if you intend to take the complementary medications without professional advice during your lymphoma treatment, you may possibly be ingesting ingredients that are not suited to your condition, while missing out on those which you need. You may end up wasting money and delaying the much-needed appropriate treatment. In summary, integrative methods can effectively help patients manage side effects and maintain the quality of life during treatment, prepping your body's condition to withstand the full course of chemotherapy. Please inform your hematologist or oncologist who is taking care of your lymphoma if you're taking or planning to take Chinese medicine during your treatment. We encourage you to have open discussions with your hematologist or oncologist and TCM physician about the integrative role of Western and TCM medicine during your lymphoma treatment to ensure that you get the best and safest care possible.